simple.
It is a weary Monday morning and it's hot. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you, Connector Nashville. Had a great time, and thanks, Mr. Dick Gregory, for turning out the J Spot this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you had Dick Gregory at the J Spot.
Is he still on stage? Yeah.
He probably is. He might be. Yes.
You know, he got a lot of theories.
Oh, my God.
You learn anything? Did you learn anything, player?
Oh, my God. Everything I'm doing is wrong. That's what I learned.
That's usually the way it is with older folks.
That's right.
Everything you're doing is wrong. Why are you doing it that way? You know what I'm saying? Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So there was a lot of rain on the East Coast, especially in Baltimore.
Yeah. Gosh, Ellicott City. Did you see this? If you drive in, when we've driven between Baltimore and D.C., you see the exit for Ellicott City, and it's a charming, really charming town. Uh-huh. But the downtown is, they say, it looks like the scene out of a horror movie.
Wow.
It was a flash flood in which they received in a matter of hours what they normally get in a month.
Dang.
And two people lost their lives. And it is just awful.
Just in the Baltimore area or all up and down the East Coast?
Well,
what about Philadelphia
and D.C.? There is rain, but nothing.
Nothing like
what happened there.
Right outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Ellicott well, they delayed City. Flights and everything. See, but,
yeah.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, just hot where I was. Whew. Just hot.
It's hot where Trump is too.
Man, they're talking about he might have finally said something about.
You know what? I wish that it were true.
I wish that I'm with you.
You don't think, Sid?
I don't. You can't.
They're saying that what he said about those Muslim parents of the fallen soldier was way out of line, and that this may be the one thing he says that might. Back to haunt.
He said that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nobody would do anything. And nobody did
Let's
anything.
Let's hope this is it. Let's
he
hope
said
this is
that,
it,
that, that
I know.
A former hero in the war, a senator, was not a hero.
I know.
He got captured.
He
cussed the Pope out.
He was a prisoner of war.
Yeah, but they're saying that this time.
I know what they are saying.
Senator Lindsey Graham, your homie, South Carolina. Says this is going to a place where we've never gone before to push back against the families of the fallen. He says there used to be some things that were sacred in American politics that you don't do, like criticizing the parents of a fallen soldier, even if they criticize you.
Just as you say that, you would go, right, that makes sense. But that's, you know what I'm saying?
As you say, it makes sense.
Nobody would have to tell you that. Oh, yeah, I won't. Leave that alone. I wouldn't do that, but it just doesn't apply to him. The rules have not applied to him.
And he feels as though he has the right to lash back at this poor man because he said something against him.
Well, he's behind in all the polls now. Trump is behind in all the polls.
That's not to be unexpected after the Democratic primary, after the Democratic convention.
Don't get excited. Not yet.
I really want him to just go away. Well, you know what? Good. And I hope that it excites people to go out and to really vote, do something.
Right.
And to call for his resignation.
Well, what about your white friends? What are your white friends saying?
Here's the thing. It's not just white people. I have conservative friends who are supporting Donald Trump. And it has called. There's one friend who won't even text me anymore. Because he is just so
Donald Trump, huh?
He's so Donald Trump, and it's so scary that I said, I just can't talk to you anymore.
I got a white friend who says he's going to vote Libertarian. I said, well, if you vote Libertarian, you know you're really voting for Trump. Trump wins if you throw your vote away or you don't vote. Trump wins.
Either way.
And he said, well, I guess I'm going to vote for Hillary. And that's all it took.
See, I wish it were that easy.
It was that easy to that friend.
I wish it was. I'm really curious because I know that a lot of really clear-thinking people in my life are just not, you know, and we can't even have a conversation anymore. And because, you know, some people argue and they argue just to their point. You can't have a discussion. You can't have an argument and then walk away and still be friends. It gets really emotional.
Yeah. Trump has become, a comedian point. That came on and said this. He said, Trump is going to split us up. Me and my white friends, Trump is going to split us up.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that Earthquake? I think it was. Earthquake. It said, me and my white friends about to split up over Trump. Yeah. It said, I don't want to split up with my white friends. I like my white friends.
Exactly. You
but,
cannot.
But Trump will split you up.
I'm really curious as to if other people are going through this. Not only just your friends, but your coworkers.
Coworkers, everybody.
Yeah. Your neighbors.
Uh-huh.
I passed by a house and it had Hillary. A Hillary poster in the front yard. No, it said Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And then you look below the Hillary in jail, 2016.
A neighbor.
So I'm looking for a Trump gets out 2016.
Well, I have like you said, white neighbors on one side. So I try not to bring it up because I know which way they're gonna go.
So yeah,
right.
It's just how you doing, and I just go back in the house because I know
you don't want no problem.
They gonna make me mad, and,
and y'all gonna fall out.
We're going to fall out.
Well, remember, it was Wendell Pierce. Remember that? And he got into the argument.
He got caught up, right.
And it can easily go because it's such an emotional issue.
Are you and your white friends doing?
If you're on the plane, you can hear them. Talk.
Yeah,
they talk real loud.
Are they talking louder
they talk
than they, maybe it's just me?
Loud.
Okay,
no.
They're talking real loud now. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm in Miami, and a lot of Latin Americans, and so I went to a Latin American restaurant, grab a pizza, and a lot of families were there, and I could tell that they were talking politics, and they talk loud, and I couldn't really understand, but I could decipher enough to know that they were arguing politics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the males in the family were for Trump.
Yep.
And some of the females.
And they're
that was scary to me.
And they're immigrants.
Yes, they're immigrants.
So
they're immigrants.
And it's not a black-white issue.
It really is.
It's just
No, these are immigrants.
It's scary. It's really scary.
So that's the question today. How are you and your white friends doing?
I just tell her to turn off the lights and shut up.
How you and your white coworkers doing? When it comes to politics, have y'all had a discussion?
Have you lost your white friends?
Have you lost your white friends?
Or some of your black ones.
Y'all had a discussion. You started out civil, and then, like
next
Sybil
thing
says,
you know, y'all are taken to different corners.
And interracial couples. Yeah. How y'all doing?
And with their families.
and the family.
This is
of the
family
interracial
reunion
couple.
Time. This is when
reunion
you,
time,
this
right.
is when you bring your boo to meet the family.
Ooh.
And like you said, it's not always a white person that's for Trump. There's some black people.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
we saw all of them at the Republican convention.
Yeah, it's the white ones I'm worried about. The black ones, they're just gone, and I can't.
We ain't getting them back.
I ain't getting them. If they're loud and talk about Trump, that's a friend you won't ever have again.
Yeah.
That's
you just write that one off.
You can write that one off. But I'm talking about there's some good white people out there, and I like them, and I like them a lot. But this Trump's gonna break us up.